Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. We're going to talk to you more about what it means to bring that into your life. So today, however, I want to start out by kind of exploring what happens when we subjugate our power and our goddess nature and our authentic nature to the will of someone else. Now, if you're like me and if you've ever felt like you've been a pawn in someone else's game, or a powerless player that's regularly being used and abused or manipulated for the gain or self-interest of someone else. And most women really acknowledge and understand where I'm coming from on this. And this episode is going to introduce you to aspects of your higher self that you need to start listening to so that you can begin to live life on your own terms. Now, to me, it's kind of funny because here I am talking about empowering ourselves and changing our lives and things like that. But I also think it's kind of funny and ironic and amazing how so many people in our lives just always seem to know exactly what's best for your life, what's most optimal for your life. And they'll always tell you things like, well, you know, I know what's best for you, or you know, don't you think that this would be the best course of action for you to take? Or if you want my advice, I mean, we all have these types of people in our lives who just have this well-meaning approach, but think that they know something more than you do, or think that they have some more insight into something that you need to do for yourself that would be better than what you're doing currently. This has been a tough lesson for me to understand, especially early on in my career in working with people and women especially, and teaching them how to empower themselves to make changes in their life. When I first embarked upon this journey, I went about this idea that I wanted to help people. Who doesn't want to help people? I mean, I've been through so much and I've discovered strategies and skills and abilities that will totally help people. But what I didn't understand was that was a very debilitating approach to really empowering women to make the decisions they need to make for their own lives. And in fact, anytime we set out to help another person, we're disempowering them from being able to empower themselves to get the assistance and learn the tools and strategies they need so as to not continue to attract that same relationship or that same situation in their life in the future. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about the differences between our false identity and the hurt little child. That's going to be coming later in these series. We're also going to be talking about how we try to protect ourselves from life circumstances. That's later on in this series. And we're also going to be talking about the shell identity that we shield ourselves, that we use to shield ourselves from the world in an effort to protect what we think is our true authentic goddess nature. And we're also going to be talking about in this series the areas of life where we think we might feel disempowered or victimized and how we can turn those areas in our lives around so that we feel empowered and we feel like we're able to make the decisions that we need to make to enable us to live life on our terms. I'm going to be leading you into on a journey into discovering where your goddess power and your authentic goddess nature truly resides within you. That's also going to be coming up here. And I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about my programs and courses as well, so that you can truly live your life on your terms as a goddess who's empowered to create magic and miracles and attract the kind of love and success that she really truly deserves. Now, the truth is, knowingly or not, many beautiful, dynamic, highly capable, and very successful women have unknowingly given away so much of their power, or even just part of it thereof, to effectively drive their lives and manifest their dreams. Usually they're kind of living out somebody else's idea of what they think they should be doing, and they're trying to desperately live up to expectations that other people have of them. But in their heart of hearts, they're empty, and they're lost, and they feel powerless to control any circumstances. And so they seek ways to bandage those aspects up of themselves. And unfortunately, many of these amazing, gorgeous women, these amazing goddesses out there, end up allowing relationships, expectations, beliefs, rules, dogma, society itself, situations and circumstances, and definitely other people to dictate, direct, and control their reality. And often for far too long, far too many years, sometimes even decades. Some of us have gone straight from parents telling us what to do and how to live, to schools telling us what degrees to get and careers to go for and what classes to take, to life partners telling us what we can and cannot do and what we are available for and what we can and cannot have and what level of affection and when we can have it and what we should eat, what we shouldn't eat, how we should work out, what we should work out, living vicariously through us, manifesting strange things on our behalf, even to us where we end up having careers where our bosses tell us what to do, how to live, what time to check in, what time to check out, what projects need to be done and when. And even to the point where we have kids and we live vicariously through them and we control every aspect of their lives simply because we have lost all control of our own lives. And so we continue to do what our parents did to us. We continue to do what our authority figures have done to us. And we continue to say things that disempower our children. And we repeat these same patterns over and over and over and over again, automatic. And we feel miserable and empty and resentful and hopeless. You see, learning to subjugate our will to the whim of another is, in fact, slavery. That's exactly it, girls. Women, you've been enslaved. Subjugating ourselves in order to be known as someone who's nice or good, or someone who always does what she's told to do, or always gets the A's, or is always the good girl, or always doing this. And we learn this stuff very early on in life, when we are first taught to conform to another person's expectations. And if we do not conform to another person's expectations, lo and behold, we are rejected. We're rejected by society. We're rejected by our peers. We're rejected by our authority figures. We're rejected because, by golly, we're not being a proper woman. We're not being a proper girl. Heck, nobody wants to be known as a weirdo. There are people everywhere who think that they know better than you about how you should live out every subtle nuance of your life. They write magazine articles and books. They teach classes and host workshops. They are authority figures, teachers, preachers, doctors, therapists, even well-meaning friends. And all of them get a kick out of telling us what we should think, what we should believe, how we should dress, how we should behave, what sort of consequences will befall us if we don't do these things, what we should eat and how we should work out in order to look a certain way and be a certain person. There are people out there who get a total thrill, honestly, a high, telling you what to do with your life and how you should live it, where you can go, who you should spend time with, why you are here, what you are good at, what your future holds, and even what your life purpose should be. And honestly, girls, No one can determine any of this stuff except for you, for yourself. And why? Why do we listen to all this stuff? Why do we listen to all these people? I mean, they're all over our boob tube. They're all over YouTube. They're all over our television. They're in our movies. They're in our magazines. They're in newspapers. They're in every aspect of our culture. Why do we listen to any of it? There are two reasons. The first reason is because on some very deep level, we all want the same things. We all want validation, acceptance, approval, connection, security, love, and a whole lot of other things I'm not going to mention here today. The second reason, we are never taught how to find any of that within ourselves. We're never taught that we can have validation and self-acceptance and self-approval and self-confidence from within. And that's why we have a great big gaping hole where that should be. That goddess vitality, that goddess light, that power, that spirit of ourselves within, that's where it should be. But it's empty. Now, she didn't go anywhere. It's just that we were never taught how to connect to her, how to communicate with her, how to access her vitality and power and energy to give us the depth and certainty and core resilience and love and acceptance that we so desperately need. We're never taught to look within for our own wisdom and make our own choices. Heck, even our religion tells us to look outward and upward and beg for forgiveness and beg for validation and beg for love and acceptance and beg for forgiveness. Honey, there isn't anything to forgive. You are who you are because you are here to be loved and to love. And that's it. You don't need anything else outside of you to validate that for yourself. You have unlimited, infinite capacity within you to do all of this for yourself and more. We're never taught to look within ourselves for our own wisdom, to make our own choices. We're never taught because our parents didn't know. We're taught that our parents know more until we realize that they are just as clueless about life as we are. Then we move on to find someone else who seems to have all the answers. It could be a boyfriend, it could be another lover, it could be a best friend, it could be a teacher, a guru, a boss, a manager. And we seek out teacher after teacher, mentor after mentor, guru after guru. We're never taught as women that we are good enough, that we are special enough, that we are bright enough. Our parents never teach us this. Our friends very rarely ever confirm this for us. That we are capable enough, beautiful enough, brilliant enough, amazing enough. Most of us have parents that think in order to drive us to do more or better in our life, they have to withhold praise and continue to drive us with criticism and judgment. We have teachers who berate rather than reward, who yell rather than praise. We have life partners and relationships who, in seeking to fill their own gaping emptiness, turn to one another and turn to sex for fulfillment and acceptance rather than becoming whole themselves. And we end up with a society of empty automatons trying to decorate themselves on the outside to feel better about themselves on the inside, rather than feeling like capable, masterful manifestors who look within and then trust themselves to be the change they wish to see radiating out into the world around them. Manipulation is the game of most relationships. And I don't know about you, but much of my life I have felt trapped in inauthentic relationships where I felt like I was stuck in some kind of ongoing game that I didn't understand. I try to live and with love and unconditionality, but there's not a lot of people that do that. So early on in life, I didn't understand the games and I didn't understand the rules of relationship. They just didn't make sense to me. Part of it could be the Asperger's. Part of it could be, you know, I'm dysfunctional in societal situations. Part of it could just be that I think about things in a very different light. I'm not sure. Half the time, I didn't know that the rule shifted based on whatever random rim thing that happened. And no matter what, I couldn't win. No matter what I tried to do for the other person, no matter where, no matter what, I just never felt like I was dealt any decent cards to play a remotely fair hand in that relationship. I always felt used, I felt abused, I felt victimized, I felt uncertain. I never felt true love coming and emanating from that person. I always felt like everything was conditional upon expectations that that person had and things that were unspoken and thus uncertain. Like I had no idea that you expected this of me because you never told me. In the end, these games that we play with one another, it's all about getting our needs met and filling an empty gaping hole within ourselves. And when we feel like our needs aren't being met in the relationship, we feel like we have to change up the game in some way. We have to game the system that's already in place. And so that's what creates the shifting sands upon which we can never build a healthy relationship. And so that becomes what we're involved in, where we feel like just in order to survive, we've got to constantly change things up. We've got to constantly figure something else out. We have to get our needs met somehow. We have to fill that empty hole somehow. And why can't they do that for us? Why can't that partner do that for us? Why can't they fill it for us? Well, because it's not their job to. You have to stop looking for others to fill that hole for you. You have to do it from within yourself. And that's the spiritual journey. That's the inner journey. That's the real journey of life. And yes, those games are prevalent in every tier of society, in every business, in every organization, in every religious organization, in every company, in every industry I've ever been involved in. And as a result of these games that people play with one another, even the games you play with yourself, you feel like you have no real power or leverage to make shift happen in your life. You simply just have, like I had, the occasional bluff where I just tried to survive until the next round. Because, God forbid, I never wanted to be lonely. I never wanted to be alone. I didn't want to be rejected. I wanted to be loved and accepted. And so I constantly changed, I constantly shifted, I constantly morphed, I constantly became a chameleon just to try to ever ebb and shape and shift more to be more like what that person wanted me to be, rather than being who I was from within. In order to stem the constant bleeding out from our huge black gaping hole that we have inside of ourselves, we often stoop to things like vampirism, especially energy vampirism, where we suck the lifeblood out of others around us. And we suck them and we bleed them dry until they are nothing more than just empty wisps. And then we move on to someone else or something else. And far too often, instead of learning to do the inner self-worth and learning how to fill ourselves up from within, and doing the work that we need to fill that hole and become whole ourselves, we compromise. We suck people dry and we compromise. And we give in and we cave in and we continue to tap into other people and suck them up. And we tap into their games and we try to desperately fill those holes that they have in order to find some sense of purpose and some sense of worth in our lives. And we desperately hope that they'll fill ours. And this happens so consistently until at some point in time, we eventually lose all sense of the real us that we truly are as women. And we inevitably become a simulated version of what others want for us or what we think other people expect of us. So we become an automated energy vampire. And sure, this thing looks like you, it sounds like you, but really it's just a shade of who and what you truly are. And one day, you might be washing your face or brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, and you glance up in the mirror, and you look at yourself, and you really see yourself there, and you realize you aren't there anymore. In fact, you don't even recognize the face staring back at yourself. That's called dissociation. See, you've dissociated from so many aspects of your life for so long that you've completely lost all sense of you, who and what you truly are, your spirit, your nature, your authentic goddess, your powerhouse, your rock star nature, your diva-ness. It's all but completely disappeared beneath the layers of the junk that's been piled on top of you by others in your life and as well as by yourself. All these people, including you, who don't want to own their junk or don't want to fill their own hole or expect you to do all of this stuff for them, especially you expecting yourself to do everything for everyone and be everything for everyone. Well, it just continually piles and piles and piles on top of us and layer after layer after layer. And we are left to deal with it all. While everyone else, including ourselves, run about on the surface and skim the top of life without ever delving deep within. We run off and run about looking for any modicum of control, because through control, we believe we can control the game of manipulation and get what we need fulfilled. However, the reality is, we're all so far out of control in our own lives that we cannot stem the bleeding out from that black gaping hole within. So what we end up doing instead, and this is what a lot of people do, we end up surrendering to all the junk just being piled up on top of us all our lives. Because that's what we, as nice people, nice women, are taught to do. We're supposed to handle all the junk. We're supposed to compartmentalize it, organize it, clean it, heal it, repair it, fill it, fix it, nurture it, take care of it, pack it up, put it someplace. I mean, everything. We have to do everything for everyone. We have to be everything for everyone. Because that's the only way we think we can get our needs filled. That's the only way we're going to be accepted. That's the only way we're going to find true love and really find ourselves. I call that process the surrendering of ourself, giving ourselves away, selling ourselves out. And clearly the surrendering of ourself, that is all of our dreams, all of our goals, all of our ideas, our values, our beliefs, at the altar of our society, at the altar of another person, at the altar of a belief system, at the altar of a government, at the altar of a lover, the altar of a friend or a parent, or a father figure or a mother figure or a mentor or a teacher or a boss or a manager or a company. This isn't a great personal strategy for finding all-encompassing happiness, all-encompassing love, joy, bliss, and never-ending amazement. No, because you keep sacrificing yourself over and over and over onto somebody else's altar, hoping for just one little shred of recognition, hoping and just praying for one little shred of acknowledgement, because you can't seem to find it ever within yourself. But people can only take what you've sacrificed to them if you give it to them. This is why I call it a sacrifice. We become martyrs. We become martyrs at the pillars, at the altars of our own creation. And nobody likes to be around a martyr. Oh my gosh, I've given so much and I've got nothing in return. Oh, you know, I've given up everything for you. Nobody wants to be around a martyr. I don't enjoy being around martyrs. I don't know about you. But people can only take your goddess power if you give it over to them. People can only take what you give them. So if you're continually bleeding yourself out for another person, you're ending up becoming a doormat and you've lost your power because you've given it all away. You have no power left because you haven't saved any of it for yourself, because you never believed you deserved it. Certainly being a humble, generous, and very selfless individual is definitely to be admired and respected. And we talk about altruism as being the ultimate form of selflessness, of being without self. But being a person who has essentially handed over the entire reins of their life to another being, I don't care if it's a god, I don't care if it's a church, I don't care if it's an organization or a business or anything, this is tragic. This is sad and ultimately terminal. We all know what happens to martyrs. What happens to them? That's right. They perish. All martyrs eventually perish as a shade. Sometimes they'll be remembered, but I mean, how many martyrs in your life do you really truly remember? We might sanctify them, we might saint them because they gave their lives up for some greater cause. This is great, wonderful, wonderful. But did it really make an impact? Did it really make a powerful impact, a powerful enough impact to change the web of humanity? You have to think about that for a moment. And I'm not saying altruism in and of itself isn't a truly great thing. When it's done in truly selfless acts where it's not really about you at all, but it's truly about the greater picture, such as Gandhi, who is truly, I think, one of the most selfless people I've ever seen. He's one of my greatest role models. But if it's always because you somehow want to leave a legacy behind or leave some kind of an inkling behind you, it's not truly selfless, is it? If you're always looking for something out of it, if you're always looking to gain something out of it, it's not truly selfless. Someone who has given away their personal power becomes a person who has given away control over all aspects of their life in hopes to achieve something greater. But they rarely do achieve that. They rarely achieve joy, they rarely achieve bliss, they rarely achieve happiness. I'm not about to surrender my goddess-given nature to any man or any person or anything. This is all about self-determination for our own lives and reconciling who and what we truly are and what we're here to do and be. And how to reconnect to our true nature so that we can love selflessly ourselves and others, so that we can see and view everything as one, so that we can experience all experiences with love and joy and not feel guilty and not feel subjugated and not feel controlled or enslaved, but feel free, truly, truly free. I'm not about to subjugate myself to anyone. And I don't think you should either. For the most part, our fears of being rejected, of being unacceptable, of being hurt, all these things, these fears that we have, merely just get in the way of our true inner potential, of accessing our true unlimited goddess power, so that we can proceed upon a journey towards growth, abundance, love, selflessness, unconditionality, and of course, success. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. As a rule, our emotions and our thoughts are in no way any kind of a valid indicator of our true potential. Our belief systems do not give us any true indication of our incredible future that we might be willing to create and the results we could produce. If we should choose to leave it all behind and just access and embrace ourselves just as we are and tap into our goddess power, our unlimited power, rather than just continue to give it away and bleed out on the tiles of an altar. This is what we as women have done for thousands of years. Sacrificed ourselves. Just because you don't believe you are powerful or consider yourself to be a powerful woman does not mean that you're not. It simply means that you're denying your true potential and you're buying into a societal mindset that has plagued us as women for thousands of years. A feeling is only a feeling. A belief is only a belief. A system is only a system. A thought is only a thought. Until you make them part of your reality, until you set them into concrete, until you decide to set them into stone, nobody does it but you. Nobody owns you but you. Nobody controls you but you. And yes, while our reproductive rights are more regulated than our gun control rights, and don't get me started about that, you are not a second-class citizen. You are powerful, dynamic, multifaceted, and highly capable, mind you, highly, highly capable of doing whatever it is you choose to do for yourself and for your family. Marianne Williamson, one of the most profound women of our generation and generations prior to this, once said that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Think about that for a moment, my dear. You are powerful beyond measure. When are you going to start respecting and honoring yourself? When are you going to step up and claim that power from within that you are capable of wielding? When are you going to step up and fill your own hole? When are you going to give yourself the acceptance, the love, the gratitude, the confidence, the well-wishings that you deserve? When are you going to step up and tell yourself, way to go, girl, I did a great job there? When are you going to celebrate you? When are you going to stop waiting around for everybody else to acknowledge you and acknowledge your presence? When are you going to step up and acknowledge your own? This isn't a power that we wield as a manipulation tactic. This isn't a game that we do or play with others in a relationship. That's not power. That's a weakness of the worst sort. True power is where you can stand certain in your center, certain in your core, strong, confident, self-assured, capable, dynamic, powerful, while at the same time maintain your gracious, compassionate, kind, forgiving, and ever-loving nature. One does not exist without the other. We give away our power. People can't take it without our permission. We sacrifice ourselves in hopes to be a martyr, in hopes to be seen as something greater than we are, in hopes to be recognized, in hopes to get whatever it is we need to get filled in our emptiness, in our empty shell. We allow people and things and experiences to have an unhealthy level of control and influence in our life. And we just simply react to them wildly, chaotically, without forethought. Getting angry or bitter or resentful towards others will fix nothing. And if you've followed me for any length of time, you know that I've been going through a period of resentment and anger in my life. I've talked about it quite obviously in my blog. We talk about clearing ourselves from anger and frustration. What happens when we get frustrated? How do we deal with it? How do we resolve it? It doesn't fix anything. Although it's totally understandable to experience those emotions, you have to learn how to discharge them in a healthy way, so that you can renew and revigorate yourself from within and take the next step in your life to improve yourself even better than before and make yourself stronger than ever before. Positive change starts first with awareness, starts first with understanding, compassion, and acknowledgement and acceptance that something needs to change from within. It doesn't mean that you're right or wrong. It has nothing to do with being right or being wrong or being in power or being over controlling over somebody else. It has simply to do with being aware that there's something that needs to change from within and starting on the path to change it from within. The situation, the relationship, the career, the business, the abundance, anything that you're lacking in your life will no longer be lacking the minute you decide to change. And you can change at any time you like. It's simply a matter of choice and exercising your goddess power to choose something different. It's all up to you. You decide. Have a most joyful, wonderful, and brilliant day creating out there, my fellow goddesses.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, You can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcast, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.